You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Music fans in Columbus rejoiced over the weekend when the radio station, formerly known as CD1025, announced it was coming back to the airwaves. The alternative rock station, whose call letters are WWCD, abruptly switched to an online-only model at the start of the month after an issue with the owner of its FCC license. Now, though, they've returned to terrestrial radio on 92.9. Randy Malloy is the station's owner, and he joins me now. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Claire, how are you?
I'm okay. So this is the third place on the dial that WWCD has lived on. What is going to make this one stick?
The people that are the license holders are amicable to a purchase agreement. So that's what we're going to work very hard to do, is to purchase the licenses so that we don't ever have to deal with this again.
Yeah, because part of the problem with 102.5 was a disagreement, negotiations that didn't work with the owner of that frequency. But you tried and failed to buy that last signal. What's going to enable that to happen this time around, given that it didn't work before?
Well, it's not that it didn't work. I mean, we tried to do a crowdfunding, and, you know, basically the crowdfunding did not succeed. You know, the problem is that FCC licenses are expensive. They're not cheap. You know, you have to go through a lot of hoops to get them. And, you know, I'm working class. I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I didn't come from money. We just couldn't raise the money and meet the price that they wanted. This time we have a much more reasonable price. The economics are a lot better. And, you know, we truly believe that the advertisers that we've spoken to are willing to support us and that we'll be able to succeed to do this.
You know better than anyone that an independent rock station is a rare breed.
No, it is. I mean, you know, the problem being is, you know, we're looking at, you know, places like iHeart who are literally slashing thousands and thousands of jobs in radio right this minute.
Absolutely. And there's also competition from satellite and from people who simply stream music via Bluetooth from their phones. So what do you feel is the long-term viability of a rock radio station in this day and age?
Well, I mean, I think the key is, as it has been for us, it's that local component. It is the ability to connect with the audience. I mean, just much like yourself, you know, you're doing an interview with me for an audience that will listen because they want to have information. You know, we're creatures of habit, and, you know, people want to be, you know, informed. We want to know what's going on. So people want to know what's happening in a city that they live in. They want to know what events happening. They want to know what concerts coming. They want to know what restaurants open. They want to hear all about people's experiences and, you know, what's happening around them. And, you know, that local community connection is what radio is so good at. And I don't see the need for human nature to suddenly change and not want that connectivity. And that's why, you know, independent radio, you know, has done so well and survived where it has because of that local connection.
And a big part of what you do is sponsoring and hosting concerts in the Big Room Bar and elsewhere around town. This year is a terrible time for that. How do you see local music surviving and recovering from the pandemic?
Well, I mean, you know, it's not going to last forever. You know, right now what we're doing is we're having bands come in, we're hosting bands and doing virtual big rooms. Because we already have a stage and we already have a sound system, we bring, you know, my sound engineer in, we mix the bands professionally, we do four cameras and put them up on YouTube. If we don't work as hard as we can to preserve what we do have, when we do come out of the pandemic, it will be in a fundamentally different place. So we've got to work extra hard now, put in the effort to make sure that when this does end, we do make sure that we preserve the local music scene. Otherwise, fundamentally, you know, what everyone loves about Columbus will change. And I don't think anybody really wants that.
Randy Malloy, CEO of WWCD, thank you so much for your time today. And congratulations on the new frequency.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.